Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And yes, today Todd Nelson is with us, DSC naturopath. He's done many televised corporate wellness programs entitled Stress Mastery across the U.S. through Training Systems Network, the Professional Development Channel. Todd also hosted his own corporate wellness TV show called The Wellness Coach with Todd Nelson on the TSN network. And Nelson is certified in first-line therapy, a lifestyle-based clinical program for reducing risk of chronic illness. He offers an FLT 12-week on-site corporate program for employees. My goodness, if you're in a corporate environment, this is something you get your HR to jump on because corporations need this so much. His clients have included Great West Life Insurance, Coldwell Bankers, Pinnacle Insurance, Comcast employees. Now, Todd and his books have been featured in articles in Natural Health, Alternative Medicine, Delicious, LOHAS, New Age, Colorado Homes and Lifestyles, and other magazines. He's been featured in numerous local TV news stories, including a recent Fox News story. You can find out more with his free report at nopainmoregain.net. Todd, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm so excited to talk to you today. One of the things I've really worked with over the years, you were mentioning working with corporate wellness programs and working on site with different employees, as well as doing corporate wellness trainings throughout the nation to up to 80 different major corporations through the Wellness Coach program that I did. And one of the things I consistently found was that lots of employees, business owners, entrepreneurs are really dealing with a lot of chronic pain. And the fact is chronic pain is the largest or the leading cause of impaired workability, absenteeism, and eventually disability. So one of the things I've been really passionate over the decades of my service to people is to try to help them reduce or eliminate chronic physical pain because it so interferes with job performance, workability, the ability. You mentioned earlier, Deb, about emotional wellness, you know, being able to show up in your day. And if you're right, a business leader or an entrepreneur or maybe you're an employee or an exec that you've got a lot of pressure on your shoulders, you've got deadlines, goals, you have to, you know, steer your team, show up, be creative, be innovative. But if you're getting slammed with, let's say, a migraine headache, you're going to start losing not only time in your workday, but also your ability to be effective. So I've set out on a mission to say, okay, what is the best of natural medicine to start lowering down chronic pain syndromes without some of the dangers of the conventional medicines that are typically recommended. So, as you may know, I mean, we're in an opioid crisis right now nationally.
Indeed.
You know, with chronic, pardon me?
Yes, indeed. It's very well documented these days. It's an epidemic.
It is, and over 100 people a day are dying from overdose, which is really scary, and about 1,000 people a day are going in with side effects to the ER with opioids. So what's happened is we have almost like a chronic pain epidemic, particularly with arthritis, headaches, and back pain. And one really big study of 30,000 people in the workforce found that with those three pain ailments, most people on average would lose 4.6 hours of productive work time during the week. So that's like a half a day of work. And some people, they're losing more time than that to their pain. And if you're losing too much time, you either have to seriously consider a career shift or possibly even disability eventually. So conventionally,
I have to say, you know, I just want to jump in here and say it's interesting timing. I actually have a call I need to return, but I got a call from a government facility located in Sacramento, California, asking me to call them back. It's a legit call because I've been identified as somebody who once upon a time worked in a company, and they're looking into some employee practices. It doesn't sound like it's a good on this company. The reason why they're following up, that there are a lot of employees who have complained. And so the funny thing is, when I first heard the message, it made me very nervous. Like, why are they calling me? And I had to listen to it a few times to really digest what they were asking me for. It wasn't a government facility checking up on me. But, you know, that's pretty extreme at that level. And I'm actually very excited to testify, if you will, to have them record me and talk about some stuff, because this particular company that I'll just leave it at that. So much I'd like to say who it is, but this particular company does things to its employees who show up and work so hard that get them in tremendous pain. I used to do ergonomics for the company, and so many people were in chronic pain. There were a lot of people in emotional pain that led to physical pain because of the practices that weren't always very kind to employees. So I know firsthand, even now as an entrepreneur, way back when, what that feels like. And you've worked with IBM, Pfizer, Boeing, Wells Fargo, the US government as well, Intel, Microsoft. These are big companies. So Todd, when you talk about these epidemics, and I wholeheartedly agree, also about the entrepreneurs, business owners, and execs out there, how do we overcome pain? What is it that you do or know that can assist us to overcome the pain and start to get back to performance instead?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, typically the conventional approach is medication, physical therapy, possibly pain injections, those kinds of things. Sometimes there's intervention on the workplace with ergonomics, like you mentioned, Debbie, which is one of the six steps that I put in this new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, because you have to, you know, if you're sitting at a computer all day long or at a desk all day long, or if you're working in manufacturing and you're doing physical work or whatever you're doing, you have to have proper posture, proper workstation, and you need to be coached on proper posture during the course of your workday to take stress off of key joints, particularly like your neck, your back, your lower back, your wrists, your elbows, shoulders, etc. So that's a really key piece, is to physically, structurally have an environment that really supports you. Like in my office, I've got like a $1,500 ergonomic chair that I invested in, because I sit and talk to people all day long and I want to have a really good back and neck at the end of the day.
How do you feel about those desks that hold computers that actually you can stand at or choose for it to go down and sit at? Is that something you recommend?
Absolutely, yeah. The more adjustable, the better. Also, it's good for your circulation, keeping your energy up, keeping your focus up. And you might have to move up and down, sitting to standing, and taking frequent work breaks and walking around. You know, so the beyond that, the very first step I always recommend, which is one of the most overlooked steps, I would say, is first and foremost is diet. meaning, even if you're structurally redoing your office, let's say, to be more ergonomically friendly, but your biochemistry is like gas on the fire all the time of inflammation in your body. You know, let's say you're eating fast food or you're eating really quickly and you're eating a lot of junk and sugar and fried fat. You're literally pouring kerosene on the fire, so to speak. And so to bring down chronic pain, depending on the kind of pain and where it's at, most people have sort of neuromuscular pain, like I mentioned, like headaches, backaches, and arthritis. Well, the first goal is, how do you actually start taking out the foods that are inflaming you? And secondly, how do you start eating in a way that actually favors your own body to dial down inflammation? So, for example, you know, the old saying, as you probably know, Debbie, junk in, junk out, right?
Right.
You know, if you're eating terribly and you're eating a lot of fried fat, sugar, processed food, lots of flour, especially white flour, not enough vegetables, not enough essential fatty acids, all of these things are going to count day in and day out, kind of like your chemical signature on your cells. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people I've seen where, let's say if they have digestive problems, they're eating bad, and they have chronic pain. I'll give you one example. There's a CEO I've been treating who's the head of a solar company, and he has to fly to China for manufacturing all the time. He was having chronic stomach pain and chronic neck pain and headaches. And it got to the point where he couldn't fly anymore to his job sites in China. So we worked on shifting his diet. I took him through an anti-inflammatory detoxification program, gave him some key nutrients, suggested some body work for him. And he's also a really high stress, you know, powerful CEO who had to learn how to deeply relax for minutes a day in the form of meditation. So when he had all the synergy of these things going on for him on a daily basis and integrated into his lifestyle, within about 3 months, his pain was about 80% down. And wow. That's really profound without meds. Mm. So he's able to fly to China and do his job.
Yeah, that is profound. That's a great success story. And to boot, he also has meditation now in his arsenal for daily practice. So right. That's a win-win. That's a great story.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm anxious to find out when we come back more about how you work with people, because I know you also do it through Skype as well as in person. So we're going to get into that a bit, and also how people can relieve that pain naturally, some of the steps they can use to overcome painful misery, including digestive issues. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Dr. Todd Nelson. You can find him in his free report at nopainmoregain.net. So I think that's where I want to start, is about what it's like to work with you. because you were talking about your client and a story there and some of the things that you look for. So if somebody comes to you, I know this is a quote that you have, which is, after carefully listening to you and understanding your specific health issues, I then design a solution-based program that fits your needs. Awesome. So what is your process when a new patient comes to you in person or through Skype? What can they expect and how do you start to help them?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Debbie. Typically what we do, if somebody is considering working with me either in the office, on the phone, or via Skype, is to set up a 15-minute free consultation where it's sort of like a meet and greet, and I can get to know you, find out your particular problems, and actually see if I can address them, and then makes a suggestion to do an hour-long intake where people fill out. I have pretty extensive intake forms that takes some real time to fill out about your history, what you're dealing with, what kind of outcomes you want. You do a diet record for me. And then we take an hour to do an intake and look at that overview of your medical history, as well as what are your personal outcomes and goals that you want to get. And then I start designing, as you mentioned before, a really personalized plan that typically integrates some of the best of functional medicine. We talked about diet before the break. That's a critical, critical piece. A lot of times a detoxification program that's very personalized and integrates something called medical foods, which are really sophisticated drinks that have good clinical data behind them for different conditions. For example, we're talking about pain today. And one of the things I say in the report, the no pain equals no no pain equals more gain report, is that detoxification, in my experience over the last three decades, with specific anti-inflammatory nutrients is one of the fastest things to reduce inflammation and pain, you know, within 10 days to about 28 days, depending on the person. So that's usually something I integrate into the program. And then I look at some really sophisticated functional medicine-based professional dietary supplements that are really designed for you and what you're dealing with and kind of outcomes you want. I always recommend exercise, and depending on, you know, if you're in pain, that's always challenging. What kind of exercise do you do? So that may need to be a discovery process. And then, of course, last but very much not least is, how do you reduce stress and achieve deep relaxation on a really regular basis? So those are the main areas that I integrate into my practice. And then I work with people, usually if it's a chronic situation, it's at least 90 days, if not longer. You know, I've had patients, families, and their kids and grandkids over the last 30 years. So it just really depends on what people are dealing with.
And I'm curious, so here you are helping people to relieve pain naturally. What got you so passionate about this? What is your story?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, I've had a couple of pain, chronic pain issues myself. One is I started suffering from migraine headaches in my late teens into my early 20s. And I've cycled them throughout my life. My mother did. My sister does. You know, it's a real family trait. So I got really passionate about, what can I do to prevent my migraines? And I had to go through a big learning curve about, what foods do I react to? What are my triggers? And what kind of nutrients can I do, as well as stress reduction techniques, to try to stay ahead of that and prevent the migraines from happening? So that led me to co-writing the book Headache Survival with Dr. Robert Isger back in 2001. And that book, it's a little out of date right now, Debbie, but it's still a good foundational plan to try and prevent migraines. And since then, we've learned a heck of a lot more. So I'm thankful to say I rarely have migraines now with all my efforts. I hate them.
Sure.
And, I really empathize if you have migraines, if you're listening. It can just totally knock you out for anywhere from hours to days. So that's one thing. And the other thing I have is a genetic connective tissue problem. It's kind of a rare syndrome called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or EDS. It's a connective tissue weakening. And at 60 years old, I can cycle different aches and pains in my joints from soft tissue injury from this syndrome. So I've had to, first and foremost, practice on myself, meaning I have to practice what I preach. I've got to eat the right way. I've got to do detox. I've got to do supplements. I've got to do body work and acupuncture. I've got to meditate and visualize. So I'm coming from firsthand experience on a daily basis.
Love
thankfully,
that.
I'm doing, yeah, and I'm, last thing I'll say about that is I'm doing way better than a lot of people with this syndrome. And I think it's because of my daily self-care efforts. And that's something I love to share.
One of your specialties is teaching the steps to overcome the painful misery of digestive problems. I really appreciate that conversation because I myself, many years ago, out of nowhere, I stopped being able to process food. I literally would eat and just go into pain, like the food was going nowhere. And thankfully, I found somebody after 3 months, not fun, but after 3 months, I found someone who understood and knew what to do and took another 3 months for me to get my body back and eating very particular ways and going through some very healthy practices with him. But I'm curious because I know other people now who have had the same thing where their body stops digesting. And for them, it's become chronic. And I know there are many other types of digestive issues out there. What are, for you, the functional medicine tests that you use to determine the cause of somebody's digestive issues?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, there's so many people that have this diagnosis like irritable bowel syndrome, which from a medical standpoint doesn't really mean a whole lot. It doesn't really give you a lot of insight as to what's really going on in your gut. Recently, it's been discovered that a lot of IBS patients have a condition called SIBO, S-I-B-O. It stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And there's a really great, simple test you can do at home where you sort of drink this sugary drink that challenges your gut bacteria. And then you blow
Todd,
in a tube over the cord.
Is this something like Candida? Or is this, the SIBO is quite different?
It's quite different than Candida, Debbie. You know, you can have a Candida overgrowth in your intestine, for sure, which is a yeast that can add to gastric distress and gas and bloating and so forth and other symptoms around your entire body. But that has to be detected in a stool test. So I call it the gut trifecta as far as three main tests to look at. One is the SIBO testing, which is a breath test. One is a really comprehensive functional medicine stool test where you collect stool once a day for 3 days. Pardon the pun, Debbie, but the lab is very anal. They look for everything.
<That's>
you know, good and bad bacteria, yeast, parasites, digestive enzyme problems. They look for metabolic issues, inflammation in the gut. That has been an absolute go-to test for me here in Colorado. And then the last one is food sensitivity testing, where you're doing blood testing. Honestly, there's only two labs in the country now that I really trust for really accurate food sensitivity testing. One is Cyrex in Arizona, and one is Vibrant America. So those three usually give me a really comprehensive picture as to what actually is going on in the gut and possibly even what could be causing the problem.
This sounds really comprehensive, and I have to say I'm also fascinated with something you mentioned earlier about the drinks and how it's predicated for somebody, whatever's going on, and how you can get them back to optimal health. It sounds like a really actually pleasant way to help somebody get there. Do they taste good? I have to ask.
Now they do, Debbie. You know, when they were first invented, like, you know, 15, 20 years ago, they were pretty bad. But these days, they're very tasty, tolerable. There's a lot of science and clinical data that goes into them. I would say there's about 12 of them now from different professional nutrient companies that I choose from. So, you know, with pain and inflammation, for example, there's one I've used in the clinic for a long time called Ultra Inflamax. And, you know, it's got some really sophisticated herbal concentrates that helps your own body dial down inflammation. So, and then there's another one I use, let's say, if you have muscle pain from fibromyalgia. So depending on the condition, we can get pretty specific about how to apply these medical food drinks. And it also makes it a lot easier to cleanse in your life if you're really a busy person. Rather than trying to fast or, you know, do lemon juice or juicing all day long, which is really a great thing to do, these kinds of medical food cleanses you can do while you're working still. Most people don't, like, really crash on them. You know, you can get a little bit fatigued in parts of the cleanse, but most of the time, most people feel more energized while they're doing it. And it's also an opportunity to really get out offending inflammatory foods or food sensitivities.
And I imagine give your digestive tract a break so it can just heal and not have to digest all these intensive foods being poured into it.
Exactly. Just resting. You know, as a naturopath, we like to say if all else fails, rest and cleanse. You know, just take a break from digesting, take a break from your life, you know, pull back, reset. It's kind of like a reboot. And most super busy people don't do that unless they crash or get sick. Mm-hmm. They're not proactively planning that into their lifestyle. So that's another critical piece of self-care.
Nice. Rest, cleanse, and reboot. Well, we're going to reboot right now. We're going to go off to a break. And if you want to be a published author, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. There are author spots available to be featured in the book. You can go to debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it will be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. Awesome package. So I'm Still Here. Anthology is seeking men and women, authors, to write a personal story about an experience from a difficult time to the outcome, which included transformation. And the anthology is going to establish even first-time writers as a published author, or it will enhance your existing author platform. I know there's a lot of people excited right now. You can email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com to become a published author this year. Go to debbied.net/anthology for more details. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance, naturally, without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, he shares 6 major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I am speaking with Dr. Todd Nelson, naturopath. You can find him at nopainmoregain.net. You know, Todd, I know your practice is in Colorado. Tell me, I've never been there. What is it like where you live and where you practice? Yeah, I've never been.
Well, I'm looking out the window right now, Debbie, and it's kind of blue sky, breezy. Colorado is beautiful. You got to come out and visit between, you know, the Front Range in front of the Rockies. It's gorgeous. I live up close to Boulder, which is just a fantastic city with something called the Flatirons, and these big rocks that are just majestic. And then, of course, we've got the Rocky Mountains. We got lots of sunshine. But this time of year, the weather is, you know, this morning it was like 28 degrees, and now it's going to be up to about 60. So it fluctuates about 30 to 50 degrees every day during this time of the year. But you've got to come out sometime and see it.
I would love to. I actually had a possible job opportunity that was located there. And so I was fascinated. I thought, I don't know if I could deal with seasons again, having been originally from New York. I'm not really a snow girl. But I understand it's quite beautiful, and it sounds to me with people like you or organizations like Gaia being located there for its headquarters, it's a very health-minded community.
Yeah, it's actually the least obese state in the union. It's a very highly active state, lots of physical activity, biking, hiking, skiing, etc. And yes, we have really distinct seasons. And sometimes the big weather fluctuations are hard on people. It can be hard on their immune system, hard on their energy. We mentioned migraines before. Sometimes the barometer changes really can put you at more risk for migraines. So you have to do more to try and prevent that. But, you know, the payoff is it's a super healthy state. There's like a health food store on every corner.
Wow.
You know, Gaia is literally 2 minutes up the street from me, where I live in Louisville, Colorado. And, you know, the old saying goes, it's a running joke that Boulder is the health capital of the universe. It's a very, very health conscious community with lots of great health food restaurants. So I have a pretty easy time going out to eat and staying healthy where I'm at. I feel very lucky, very blessed.
Okay, it's on my bucket list. That really is a beautiful picture that you just drew with your words. I'm fascinated, and it's just one state I haven't been to, clearly need to. So, done.
And I'll call me up when you're coming.
It's a deal.
Yep, call me up when you're coming.
Totally a deal. And I have a personal question for you. This is Dare to Dream. So I'm curious, Todd, what are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
You know, I love to dream up goals and dreams on a regular basis. And for me, Debbie, the next thing is I'm looking to launch my own podcast later in the year based around health and the best of functional medicine. And I'm looking to do more educational work online. I've done a lot of education in my career with either on-site programs, as we mentioned earlier in the show, doing a lot of public speaking. I've done a lot of authorship of some different books, et cetera. But, you know, as I get older, eventually I'll be pulling back on clinical service. And what I'd really like to be doing is more webinars and online classes. So this next year, that's really what I'm going to be focusing on. I'm very, very excited about it, actually. Very, very stoked.
Excellent. It's very proactive. I like it all. And sounds like lots of pleasant shifts and changes. And we'd love to be apprised of how you're doing. We're going to head to a very quick break. And when we come back, more with Dr. Todd Nelson, we'll be talking about the dangers of conventional treatment of pain and how we can more overcome pain and health problems when it comes to business performance. Stay there, we'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads at debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads at debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm speaking with Todd Nelson, naturopath. You can find him at nopainmoregain.net. I want to start with the dangers of conventional treatment of pain. You mentioned in the very beginning the opioid crisis. Also, there's addiction, there's side effects, dulling your brain, fatigue. There's so much going on there. What are the dangers of conventional treatment of pain as opposed to what you do and offer?
Well, besides overdosing and side effects of opioids, there's also the whole class of drugs called NSAIDs, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And those would include like ibuprofen, aspirin, and Aleve, for example, are some of the most common over-the-counter ones. And then there's prescription NSAIDs as well. And the NSAIDs, one of the sad statistics, Debbie, is that about 18,000 people or more are dying every year from taking these drugs just because their gut bleeds out. So when you're taking these drugs, yeah, it's really, really sad and really unfortunate and frankly very unnecessary in most cases. So when you take these drugs, let's say you're taking ibuprofen on a regular basis, well, it could be thinning your gut lining constantly, and then that thin gut lining may even rupture because the gut lining is only about one cell thick. So the catch-22 is that in thinning your gut lining, you start malabsorbing large molecules that are coming through that gut barrier that's getting thinned that shouldn't be coming through, meaning your gut is trying to pull in the friendly, useful, healthy, nourishing nutrients and keeping out the toxins and inflammatory chemicals and so forth. And when you get these large undigested molecules coming through the gut lining, which is called a leaky gut, it tags your white blood cells in your lymph nodes, and that starts setting off a wildfire in your immune system. So systemically, you can start having more aches and pains, and guess what? Then you're going to reach for more medication. So what happens is the medications get less and less effective. You have to transition to stronger and stronger medication, which have more and more side effects, and then you're into this whole vicious cycle with meds. So it's in the short run, yes, sometimes people need medication and relief, but if you're not getting, hopefully, to the causes of the pain and uprooting them, and then doing some things, and I can share this if we have a couple of minutes about a couple of new breakthroughs of natural anti-inflammatories that don't do this.
I would love that.
So, for example, in my report, No Pain Equals More Gain, we've been talking about that through the show, I mentioned a product, for example, that's called, it's got a long name. It's called Omegagenics SPM Active. A company called Metagenics makes it. It's a derivative of fish oil that a researcher, Dr. Charles Serhan, discovered in Harvard. He's a biochemist with his team. There's now been over 200 studies on it worldwide that literally help your white blood cells accelerate the resolution or resolving of inflammation. And he discovered how resolving inflammation actually works chemically. Nobody had known this prior to a few years ago. I had the privilege of hearing him speak 2 years ago about this. And I've been using this in my practice as part of possible other products to dampen down inflammatory responses. In some cases, it's phenomenal. Just incredible outcomes. There's about 15 to 20% of people that don't respond to it. But the good news is it's not going to hurt you. It's either going to help you and dial down pain or not. So we have more and more tools like this that, one, are not going to damage your gut or damage other cells, and two, could be very, very effective. There's a few herbal extracts now that have even genetic research to show that they can help your own cells dial down the genetic response to inflammation. For example, there's a certain hops extract, you know, and most people think of hops, they think of drinking beer. And right. They think, gosh, can I drink enough beer to numb my pain? And my response to that is, you might drink enough to not care about having pain, but it won't necessarily do anything for inflammation. Most listeners, I'm sure, have heard of turmeric. Maybe you're taking it.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That one is very tried and true. You take it yourself?
I do. I take turmeric and coumarin, is it? Am I saying that correctly? I know they're both together. Coumarin, I think it is. Yep.
Well, it's turmeric and curcumin.
Curcumin, yep.
Is actually, yep. And curcumin is the extract from turmeric. And so it just has to be in a form that is really easily digested and absorbed. That's the most important thing. There's a few Chinese herbs that have some profound anti-inflammatory effects that we can now get in a standardized form that have good research behind them. So there's a lot of more viable, strong options than there were even 5 years ago. So my tool bag has been able to expand, and any practitioner that's doing functional medicine, they have a bigger tool bag of dialing down inflammation. So those are just a few of them.
Powerful stuff. It sounds like you're such a progressive guy. You're not just practicing with people and have this tool belt, as you say, or arsenal, but you're also on the pulse of all the new things coming out that actually help and assist with health. So thank you. And again, for folks who are interested, you've got the free report that he's offering at No Pain, More Gain, and he gives away the 15-minute free consultation if you're interested in somebody taking a look at your health and seeing what will create better performance for you today. Todd, thank you so much for being with us on Dare to Dream.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's really, really a pleasure to talk with you. I love listening to your show. I'm a big fan. So thank you very much for having me.
Blessings. And I end today's show with this quote from Roseanne Barr, who said, "I'm positive that nothing will go right in life. It's never what you think, and it's never what you dread. It's always something else that you didn't expect." Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I'm featuring an interview with the daughters of the famous Alan Watts. The famous Alan Watts was a British philosopher, writer, and speaker who popularized Eastern philosophy for a Western audience. They have a new book out that's incredible. Watts himself wrote over 25 books on Zen and Buddhism. You'll want to tune in to hear this. You can also subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be.